AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley in Washington, where just hours from now, Pope Francis will begin his three-city swing up the East Coast. He'll say one final mass in Cuba today, and then he's flying to Washington, where he'll be welcomed at the airport this afternoon by President Obama. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest.
President Obama himself has talked about how inspired he has been by Pope Francis. He certainly has been impressed at the willingness of Pope Francis to take on some tough issues.
The Pope and President Obama will meet on Wednesday at the White House, and then Francis travels to New York and Philadelphia. A stunning admission this morning from Volkswagen. 11 million of its diesel vehicles around the world are rigged with software intended to defeat smog tests here in the U.S. Auto writer Jim Henry.
Those diesel owners are real true believers, and for them to be disillusioned, that is really going to stink.
Henry points out this is not a safety issue. VW says it's setting aside billions to deal with this, and it's hoping to win back the trust of its customers. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is ending his campaign for the Republican presidential nomination. Here's our Jerry Bodlander.
Scott Walker says the run for the GOP nomination has drifted into personal attacks instead of discussing how to improve the country. In a brief statement, he says he's leaving the race so a positive conservative message can rise to the top of the field. And he's urged others to do the same so voters have a smaller number of candidates who, in his words, can offer a positive conservative alternative to the current frontrunner.
That's Donald Trump. Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis says she's not a homophobe. She went to jail for days for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. The interview aired this morning on Good Morning America. This is AP Radio News. The souvenirs for the Pope's trip to New York are low-key so far. Our Warren Levinson is in New York.
Right up front at Pauline Books and Media, one of the last Catholic bookstores left in New York City, you can get your picture taken with Pope Francis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of people are doing that.
Of course, it's just a life-size cardboard cutout. Sister Sean Mayer, who runs the store, says it's been doing a nice business in prayer cards, replicas of Francis's cross, and books by and about him. The goofier souvenirs?
No, we don't do the bobbleheads. No.
To get the bobblehead dolls and the like, for now at least, you'll have to go online, or Philadelphia, where the Pope goes after he leaves here. Warren Levinson, New York.
Starbucks says beginning today, you can get its mobile app that will let you order and pay in advance. And it'll cost you more to rent a home these days, but rents are going up more slowly now. Experts say that may reflect the rise of apartment construction in many major cities. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors. The bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams. Save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.